Restoring books and letters by Paul Schlatauer. Paper is highly affected by the surrounding environment. It's happiest living in dust-free rooms that enjoy moderate, steady temperatures and relative humidity, clean air, good air circulation, and little natural or fluorescent light. Unfortunately, most of our family Bibles, letters, and other documents have spent their existence in less than ideal surroundings and have often suffered as a result. Two common problems are musty odors and folded pages too brittle to open. In most cases, it's possible to solve, or, at least, minimize, these problems with some homemade solutions. Those unpleasant musty smells you notice when you open an old book are the result of past mold or mildew. The first thing to do is make sure the book is dry by putting it in a cool, dry space for several hours. If the book is damp, open it and stand it up with pages fan so that they will dry. Circulating the air with a fan will speed up the process. Next, you'll need two clean containers, one large, with a lid, and one small. Garbage cans are ideal, but make sure they're new or at least very clean. You don't want to replace the smell of mold with that of garbage. In the bottom of the larger can, place some type of odor-absorbing material, such as baking soda or clay kitty litter. Put the book into the smaller can, and place that inside the larger can. Be careful to keep the deodorizing material from touching the book. Then place the lid on the larger can and leave it overnight in a cool place. It may take a number of days before the smell is absorbed, so you will need to check once a day. Also, while you're at it, check to make sure that no mold is growing. If it is, the surrounding environment is too warm and damp. Letters. Most people never think to unfold letters or documents before storing them. Over time, the paper becomes brittle, making it impossible to unfold without breaking it along the fold lines. Sometimes you may be able to unfold it, but the sheet will not lie flat and may deform other documents stored with it. For documents that can't be safely unfolded, humidification is the remedy. Humidification is the process by which water vapor enters the fibers of the paper, allowing them to relax. Once that happens, you may be able to open them safely so that they can be flattened for future storage. Before beginning the actual humidification process, gently and carefully clean the paper as much as possible by wiping off dust and grime, because moisture can cause dirt to become embedded in paper fibers, making it difficult to remove later. Of course, you may not be able to clean the entire document if you can't unfold it. In that case, just clean the outer areas. A brush with very soft bristles is ideal for this. Next, unfold the document if you can do that without damaging it. Because metal fasteners can rust in humid environments, remove staples and paper clips if you can do so safely. It's better to separate bundles of paper into separate sheets so that humidification will occur more quickly and efficiently. But if the documents are too brittle, you can start humidifying the entire bundle and then separate the pages as they begin to relax. Also, it's recommended that you start the process early in the day, because it takes several hours and you should never do it overnight. Get yourself a container made of solid plastic with a tight-fitting lid and ventilation holes. Storage containers made by Rubbermaid or other manufacturers will serve, and are available in different shapes and sizes to accommodate the type and number of documents to be humidified. Remember that the deeper the container, the longer it will take for the air inside it to become saturated, thus extending the humidification process. You'll also need a light diffuser panel, those plastic grids that cover fluorescent lights in drop ceilings and that can be found in building supply stores. The panel, which should be at least 3/8 of an inch thick, should be cut to fit flat in the bottom of the container. If you're cutting it yourself, wear a protective eye gear, as the plastic is brittle. The grid should be small, about 1/2 inch, to provide even support for the paper. Take a towel cut slightly smaller than the bottom of the container, soak it with cooler room temperature water, lightly wring it out, and place it flat in the bottom of the container as the moisture source. Place the diffuser panel on top of the towel, and the documents on top of the panel, making sure the documents touch neither the towel nor the sides of the container. Be certain to leave enough room for a folded or rolled document to relax and open without touching the sides or another document, and make sure a rolled document can't roll off the panel and touch the towel as it opens. If you have several documents that need attention, You can stack the diffuser panels to create layers by placing something, such as small, clean butter tubs, between the panels at the corners to create layers at least 3 inches apart. This will allow the air to circulate well. Place the lid on the container and check every 15 minutes or so. Taking the lid off allows the humid air to escape, so don't leave it off for very long. The use of clear containers might allow you to check the progress of the document without having to take the cover off. The length of the process will vary, depending on the document, though you should never humidify paper for more than 8 hours. You can speed up the process by gradually unfolding or unrolling the paper as it relaxes, after which you can use weights, such as smooth to inverted exclamation mark and tilt to 2-inch pieces of glass or plexiglass, to hold it down. Make sure the weights don't have colors that could transfer to the document in humid conditions, and don't place them on top of ink or other media. When the document has relaxed completely, it will stay unfolded or unrolled on its own and may feel cool and slightly, not thoroughly, damp. A damp document will be fragile, so handle it carefully and avoid touching and smudging ink or other media. There's one last step, drying and flattening. Take sheets of medium weight, 100%, cotton blotting paper, available from archival suppliers, and cut them into smaller blotters of uniform size, at least 1 inch bigger than the largest document to be flattened. Place 2 blotters on a clean, level surface, lay the document flat on top, add 2 more blotters, and top it off with a pane of plexiglass, obtainable from glass supply stores, at least 3/16 of an inch thick, of at least the same size as the blotters and with smooth edges. Several layers of blotters and documents can be stacked under the plexiglass if necessary, but include only documents of approximately the same size and position them in the same location on the blotters. Distribute weights, such as heavy dictionaries or encyclopedias, evenly on top of the plexiglass to provide moderate pressure. You won't need too many. Then leave the documents for at least 12 hours and repeat if necessary. Don't worry if a document isn't completely flat, your objective is to relax it enough so that it can be used and stored without further damage. Keep in mind that certain items should be treated only by professional conservators, such as exceptionally important or valuable documents, valid wills or deeds, for example, documents made of parchment or vellum rather than paper, photographs, items that are heavily soiled or moldy, coated or varnished papers, and documents with media that are delicate or can crumble. Artworks made with charcoal, pastel, and gouache are examples of this. There's always a small amount of risk when exposing paper to water, but humidification is a common procedure that is relatively safe if you are careful. And, of course, to avoid these problems for future generations, make sure you open any letters or documents you're planning to hand down to your descendants and store them flat in acid-free folders. Remember, once they're ruined, you can get replacements. The author, Paul Schlotthauer, has been an archivist and librarian at the New York Public Library for the Performing Arts, Teachers College at Columbia University, and the Queensborough Public Library. He is currently the archivist of Pratt Institute and lives in New York City.